Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, no Santa Claus rally this year. Stocks were lower for another week. The Dow year-to-date's down off 8.6%. S&P for the week was down about 0.2% for the year. Closing in on that bear market. We're still in a bear market. It's down 19.3% for the year. The NASDAQ, brutal once again, down 1.9%. For the year, NASDAQ's off 32.9%. Yeah, 32.9. All you tech owners, I know you're feeling pain right now. 10-year Treasury for the week was up a little bit, 0.3%. For the year, the 10-year Treasury is actually positive, 2.2%. Oil's trading almost $80 a barrel at 79.65 a barrel. And bonds are off 11.8% year to date. This has been a fascinating year. You know, there's only been really four times since 1926 that a 60-40 portfolio, I'm talking 60% equity, 40% bonds, has been down. Think about that. Four times since 1926, almost 100 years, right? Four times. Yeah, we do, please. Anyway, this is one of those years, 2022. So no wonder you don't feel so great, right? I mean, it's been rough. So let's start out with what's going on, okay? Because it's been tough, and it hasn't been an easy year for markets. I'm just putting that mildly. And as much as I wish to say that 2022 is almost behind us, we got about a week to go. Will the market end this bear market? No, it's not going to be the case. The start of 2023 will likely not be easy for markets. And I have been saying this for a while. I don't think the bottom is in. Yeah, on the S&P 500. So those October lows we saw, I don't think that's it. And I also don't think volatility is over. So I know you're out there running around, running up the credit card, but we are not through this yet, and I hate to say it, but there is more trouble that we're going to feel at the start of the new year. Just giving you a heads up on it. So while I wish the outlook for markets was better as we start the new year, the lesson from history is pretty clear. From my data, again, this is my opinion. I want to be really clear about that. This is my opinion. Every time we have had to endure a period like this in the market, it has ultimately been an opportunity to secure a better financial future. And I believe that that's going to happen again. I'm optimistic. Okay? I'm being optimistic about the future, even though I think in the interim, in the short term, it's going to be more painful. And I will tell you, as I do each week, the warning signs, the things I'm watching out for, how you can navigate the volatility. We're going to talk about that today. I've got some really great ideas for you today, some things that are available right now that literally I've not seen since 1994. Like, I've been doing this that long. I remember 1994, rates were super high. I could go out and get treasuries, muni bonds at pretty good rates. And then it just went away for a really long time. Well, guess what? Those are back. And we got some great stuff to talk about today around that area, which, you know, hey, let's face it. If you can get some protection and not worry about the volatility, why wouldn't you do that? Next, we want to keep a watchful eye out for the turn. When negativity hits the crescendo, when values become compelling, and when the light becomes brighter at the end of that economic tunnel, because once that happens, that's going to be your opportunity to get some of the best returns we've seen in probably over 10 years. So regardless of what 2023 is going to bring us in the beginning, I want to wish you and all of us here wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday weekend. We hope that you have a great new year. We want to wish your family and you very healthy, happy, safe, right? Call the Uber, please, next couple nights. Don't do it. It's just not worth it. And enjoy the long weekend. All right. Now, stocks were lower, but the reason this week was not macro, it was micro. Like what? Well, specifically Micron. You like that? Micro, not Micron. MU, that's the symbol. They released earnings this week and announced layoffs. Remember the theme? We talked about this last week. I had a recession show for you last week. If you missed it, go listen to the podcast. We do this every week. We publish the show, the market segment in specific. So you can go back and you can listen to 5 minutes if you want and get an update and you're ready to go. So last week we talked about recessions and what those mean, because it's coming. I'm telling you right now, it's coming. You better be ready. And all the big tech companies here in the Bay Area were doing what? They were laying off a ton of people. And that's continuing. We just saw it again this week. So Micron announced layoffs, and that reversed the optimism that's been happening in the market. The weekly jobless claims number came in, and it was low once again at 216,000, which is not good for the Fed. They don't like to see that. They want higher unemployment. They want to see a tighter labor market. And that report caused those folks who work at the conference board, usually I don't care about that, but I did this week, because here's what they said. They warned of a recession. You see that? I told you last week, and then here comes the conference board this week warning you of a recession in early 2023. And they say it's going to last until the middle of next year. Okay, another one on my team. And then, you ever heard of David Tepper? Look him up. He's a hedge fund manager. He's a pretty sharp guy. Well, what did he come out this week? He was on CNBC and he said, well, I'm leaning short. What does that mean? It means he's buying puts. He's buying puts on the S&P 500. Now, we're going to do an exercise this morning because after all, we're eating and drinking lots of eggnog. I'm sorry. I'm just having fun. This is Christmas. You got to make this stuff exciting. So you're going to learn something this morning. A put. How do you know you, what does a put do if you buy a put? Well, breathe in through your nose, put your arms out like a cross. And when you breathe in through your nose and you say put, you put your arms down. Do it again. Put down with my arms. What does that mean? It means when the market goes down, we make money. Now, Christmas tree arms again, in a T, breathe in, exhale, up, clap your hands at the top of your head. I know you're doing this as you're walking right now. Thank you, by the way, I appreciate you. People are saying, what's going on with that person? I'm listening to Protect Your Assets. I'm learning about puts and calls. Up, call, calls go up. So Mr. Tepper, who's pretty sharp, he bought puts. Go check it out. You can see how many trades he did. He bought a lot of puts. Why? Because he thinks the market's going down. That's his bet. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's wrong. What do you think? All right. So that's what he said. And then someone asked me this week, David, is the yield curve right now forecasting rate cuts? Now, that was a really good question, Don. And I love your questions, so keep them coming. Do you know how to send me a question? Questions, you can email me, questions@pyaradio.com. Just send me a question anytime you want. questions@pyaradio.com. All right, now, does the yield curve going down, because remember I told you the 10-year did better this week. That's what that means. Okay, thank you, Don. You're on it. Good for you. And this is what he said. He said, rates are starting to go down. Does that signal that the Fed maybe is all done and that the turn's coming? Because remember, I just talked about that. Well, Don, you are astute. And so I look at a couple things, as you know, the 10-year treasury versus the 3-month spread. And I also look at the 2-year treasury versus the 3-month spread, those two things. And the 10-year, 3-month spread fell into inversion in late October, as you remember. We called that, we talked about it. And what it means is this. Again, more signals. Within 9 months of that happening, according to my data, and we look at the stuff all the time, within 9 months of that happening in October, guess what? Yeah, recession. Mm-hmm. So the bond market is forecasting a recession right now because that's happening. And then also when you look at the data on the 2-year, 3-month spread, which, by the way, inverted a few times. I'm going to go back in history and give you an education real quick. When that happens, the bond market is forecasting a recession loud and clear. And the clock right now is ticking. And so from my data, early February, March to mid 23, just expect it. It's coming. And when you see your portfolio dropping, don't get excited. Just calm down. Okay? Just giving you a heads up. Well, why don't you get out now and sell everything now and just wait and just buy it back? Well, because then you got to be right twice. That's tough, right? We've had a couple days this year where the market moved big time, 4%, 5%, 6%. Remember that in one day? So that happens. And if you miss that, you're in trouble. And there's really no reason for it sometimes. So anyway, that's why, okay? But stay tuned because I got some great information for you on how to get protection and get some really good rates. Okay, that's coming. Just relax. So let me give you some data history. If you go back and look at the data on the 2-year, 3-month spread inverting, let's go back to June 95. Well, again, I'm answering Don's question. Let's not lose track of what's going on this morning, okay? So Don asked me, when this stuff starts happening, is the Fed rates going to start dropping? That's what he basically said to me. In other words, interest rates going down. I know all you realtors out there want to know that because the sales are terrible right now, right? Mm-hmm. I know. Why are the prices still so high? Anyway, in June of 95, 1 month before the Fed cut rates, you hear that? The 2-year, 3-month spread inverted. Hmm. Then in August of 2000, remember 2000, dot-com blow-up catastrophe? The 2-year, 3-month spread once again, it inverted. It inverted ahead of the January 01 rate cut. So even though we may have some recessions and crises coming, the Fed still can lower rates before all that. January 2006, the 2-year, 3-month spread briefly inverted for 4 of the 6 trading days before turning back positive. I'll call that a head fake. And then in July of 2007, 2 months before the Fed cut rates, guess what? Yep, 2-year, 3-month spread inverted once again. And just to make my point one more time, in March of 2019, think about March of 2019, a year before the pandemic, the 2-year, 3-month spread did what? Mm-hmm, you got it, inverted 5 months before the Fed cut rates in August. So with that, I'll call it solid track record of forecasting Fed rate cuts, it grabbed my attention this past beginning of this month when the 2-year, 3-month spread inverted because the bottom line is the yield curve right now can tell us a lot about economics and market cycles. And right now, the bond market is not only signaling a looming and potentially deep recession in 2023, but it also is beginning to forecast, here we go, Fed rate cuts in the coming 6 months. Mm-hmm. And that contradicts widely held expectations that the Fed is going to hold rates steady in the 5% range for a considerable amount of time.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.